You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. The 2017 Equinox clearance is on right now. $8,000 off MSRP on all units. The 2018s are also here, so check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
Very special guest joins us now. She is a New York Times best-selling author, was just on Jimmy Kimmel once again, and she is in Edmonton tonight at West Edmonton Mall Chapters because she'll be unveiling her new book, When You Find Out the World's Against You. Kelly Oxford, who actually grew up in Edmonton, joins us. Kelly, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing well. I'm exhausted from this tour, but ready to forge on this evening at West Edmonton Mall.
Now, is it true that you basically kind of got your writing career started when you dropped out of university and just said, okay, I'm going to blog?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't much of a career then. I was just writing nonstop alone. But I got a fan base from doing that, from blogging. Probably it was between 7,000 and 9,000 people just from writing online. And then eventually, years down the line, once I, became famous, I guess, on Twitter, when agents came calling and asked if I was actually a writer, I said yes, and I had a ton of material to give them.
And your first book, of course, Everything is Perfect When You're a Liar, became the New York Times bestseller. And, when you think about being on the New York Times bestseller as an author, that's like making it to the NHL. Right? Like, it's very unique. How was it for you? Like, were you expecting it to be even remotely successful? Did you have an idea that, I think this is something people would like?
I thought that people would like it. I definitely didn't expect ever to be an author of the caliber, at least, popularity-wise, that I am now, which is a great surprise. I'm very happy that people can relate to the things that I write about and buy the book. So it's been a real blessing that way.
Now, I was reading your book, and I noticed that your expectations of summer camp and what actually happened are very different. And I kind of chuckled because I was like, there was really no band camp, right? It's not really how it panned out. There's no American Pie camp for you.
No, I wanted to make out with a boy at camp, and I ended up getting my hair burned off, my eyebrows pulled out, and then wondering why on earth nobody was kissing me.
And is it true there was no, who has a camp with no counselors? Like, it's almost like...
I know. It's crazy, right? It's so crazy. There were no counselors in the cabins. It was just the kids in the cabins.
So it was kind of a free-for-all, basically.
It was 100% a free-for-all camp.
And is that camp still open, do you know? Like, how many years? Because it was in Central Alberta.
Yeah, it is. It's still open. It's still open. I don't know if they have counselors now, but it's still open, and it's still relatively inexpensive, so I can only imagine they do not have counselors.
Now, Kelly, you came from Edmonton, of course, and now you're living in L.A. You've had a lot of success. You got your new your book out tonight. You'll be at West Edmonton Mall, and for people to come down and they can meet you, you can sign the book and everything. Now, is it true that you and Jimmy Kimmel are friends, obviously, but had a meeting? Like, he does that segment, Mean Tweets, that everybody really laughs about. Was that your brainchild?
Well, it was sort of a group effort. It was it's true, yes.
Okay.
Jimmy and I were at the kitchen table one night on Twitter on our laptop, and I just said to him, "Man, people are mean," and he was like, "People are so mean." And I read him a mean tweet that somebody sent me, and then he's like, "Oh, I can top that one," and he sent me back a mean tweet, and then I said one back to him, and he said one back to me, and Molly, his wife, who's brilliant, smarter than both Jimmy and I put together, just started howling. She was laughing, and she was like, "This is a segment. I'm going to put this on the show, and I'm going to get every, celebrity that comes on the show to read their mean tweets, and we're going to make this a segment." And it ended up being the biggest thing that they've ever done.
Kelly Oxford joins us, New York Times bestselling author. She'll be in town. 7 o'clock tonight, right, at West Edmonton Mall?
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
I will be there, ready to meet everybody.
Now, how long are you there for tonight?
I mean, as long as the people are in line, I think that's the way it goes.
Okay. How have you adapted? Because, you mentioned you just dropped out of university in the early 2000s, you're blogging, and then all of a sudden Twitter comes out and you become very famous. How did you deal with that, kind of going from not many people knowing you to suddenly everybody wanting a piece of your time?
Oh, it was fine, just because it was something I was comfortable doing. I mean, people wanted a piece of my time, but they wanted me to write, and that's what I felt most comfortable doing. So it was easy to slide from, you know, just writing for, you know, a few thousand people to making money off the writing was a great thing. I mean, I'm not going to complain about that. So, yeah, it was a pretty easy transition to start taking money for something I was doing for free for 10 years.
Now, I have a text coming in from, I'm guessing this is one of your friends. Are you to blame for the Oilers losing in overtime last night? How so?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't really my fault. I was Snapchatting because I went to Mercer across the street from the game. And on the way there, I was Snapchatting the crowd, and I kind of just said under my breath, should I tell them that they're going to lose? But I meant it as a joke. I didn't think they were going to lose. Went to the game, and then my sister, right before the overtime period, I turned to her, and I'm like, you know, they're just going to come out and score, and it's going to be over in like 4 seconds. And then, but I didn't say who. I didn't say who was going to score. I left it open because, you know, that's like the classic move is coming out and scoring right into the overtime period. But my sister had a few beers and was very upset with me for saying that. So maybe she's the one that just sent you that message.
And one last one for you, Kelly, because I think it might be like your books are fantastic. And I really enjoyed your second book, by the way. I like your style of writing.
Thank you.
It's very real and it's very humorous at the same time. You're excellent at self-deprecation as well. But maybe one of the most important things you ever did came in like less than 140 characters. It was after Donald Trump, the presidential election, and everybody know it came out, and he basically was bragging about the fact that he assaulted women. And you went public and, you know, said, tweet me, it's not okay, and then tweet me with your first assaults. And I think it had, like, millions and millions and millions of responses from that. How did that interaction maybe change even how you're going to write your next book?
Oh, I don't think it'll change how I write my next book. Maybe, you know, actually it probably will, just because it's opened my mind to, you know, just so many more topics out there and how quickly I was able to, you know, round up people and get them talking just by being the first one to put my foot in the water, so to speak. You know, now I'm always sort of looking for ways to speak for more people. So, you know, opening my mind up a bit more, being more broad with other topics maybe people want to discuss and being the bullhorn for them is something that I'm definitely, you know, more interested in now that I know that it works. And, you know, I got 40 million people talking, which is incredible. So, you know, I'm definitely looking for more ways to do that now.
And it's a topic that's very important because, sadly, considering how many people are replying to it, it's still going on way more frequently, assaults on females and males, of course. And that was a big reason why, Kelly, I'm very happy that you agreed to come to our True Life Stories in August in Edmonton and be one of our panelists on there. I very much look forward to meeting you there and having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I really look forward to it, too. Thank you for inviting me.
No problem. Well, Kelly, have fun tonight, and hopefully your wrist holds up with all the autographs.
Yeah, great. Me too. Thanks so much for having me.